Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance with extra benefits like personal accident cover.
Good morning, Tanya Sweeney.
Good morning, Miriam O'Gallan.
Listen, exciting news. You're getting married next Friday, but I've been enjoying your articles in the Irish Independent because you actually have decided to have a pretty tiny wedding. How's that going?
Yeah, it's going to be about a dozen guests each, family mainly. And, you know, whether we were getting married in a pandemic or otherwise, I basically would have been having a tiny wedding. But I think what surprised me is there's actually a lot of drama, a lot of logistics and a lot of money involved in having even a really, really small wedding like mine.
And in terms of, I think it's 12 each, is it, Tanya, yourself and Brian? Mm.
So, but about what? That, yeah.
How do you do that, though, with family and friends? Like, is it difficult?
We had an X Factor style competition on Zoom. No, we basically sat down and we said, look, I mean, our immediate families were obviously going to be there. And, you know, there's a couple of family members who have obviously been very, very close to me, you know, were there for big moments in my life already. And so, you know, they got invited. And I mean, it does mean, of course, that there are lots of people left off the list. And, you know, a few weeks ago, and I did write about this, you know, I kept getting calls going, is that person not going? Why aren't they going? Their family? And, you know, all this sort of stuff. And it started to get actually really stressful and quite pressured, you know, and there was a lot of, you know, I mean, then I was getting ancillary calls from people going, oh, you have to keep the peace now. And, oh, I really did feel like throwing a bit of a strop over it, you know, but it all worked out. I mean, you know, I think that the key is a bit of calm communication with these people. And you just have to say, listen, 12 people are you know, inevitably not going to be there. And, you know, I'm not going to be asking. This is not going to be one of those, you know, the lollipop lady from school sitting on, you know, the dog walker's table, you know, in a big. I've been at those weddings, by the way, and they're fine. But it definitely isn't our style. I'm not a big fan of being the center of attention like that. You know, I guess it's why I became a writer, you know. But, you know, I just want to keep it very, very low key, very, very intimate. And, you know, and just enjoy the day and not have to talk to 300 other people that I don't really know, you know.
You know, it's so interesting because weddings have become so big. And as someone like you, Tanya, you've written about weddings, you know, over the years for the Indo.
Yeah.
Do you think trends will change now forever, that maybe after the pandemic, it may become more scale back affairs?
Oh, I don't think. I think we're actually going to go, you know, the other way. The pendulum is going to swing right back around again, and it's going to be like Mardi Gras on steroids, I think. I mean, I was at Brook Lodge over the weekend, last weekend, just with a friend, and there was, you know, all the trimmings, you know. I mean, we're not doing any bridesmaids or any of that stuff, you know, but, you know, there was lots of bridesmaids, there was lots of the vintage cars, and I mean, it looked absolutely wonderful, you know, and a really special, you know, and the vibe was stunning, you know, that kind of way. But at the same time, you know, it wouldn't necessarily be for me, but I can see why brides are going to go all out, especially if they've had to wait and had to push back maybe 3 or 4 times on their date. You know, I think things are going to get absolutely overblown. You know, I mean, there were, before the pandemic, things were fairly overblown. I remember writing about, you know, there's this new thing now called a honeymoon party. So in addition to your hen party and your wedding shower and the wedding proper and the barbecue on the day after, there's now a honeymoon party where you give the new couple monogrammed flip-flops and passport holders. And I mean, talk about rinsing people. It's such a way. Oh, listen, don't get me started on that. We're not doing a honeymoon party, basically. We're not even doing a honeymoon. So, you know.
And finally, Tanya, you're getting married on Friday, you and Brian. Are you excited?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely excited. You know, I think that I had, you know, there's a couple of wobbles going, God, should I have made a bigger deal, you know, and gotten all the trimmings? And then a part of me is like, no, you know, this is definitely us, and we'll be able to concentrate on each other and enjoy each other's company. And that's the important thing. So.
And is it important? It's interesting because not everyone gets married these days. Why are you getting married?
Because I was. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I think before I met Brian, you know, and I mean, marriage and weddings to me, by the way, are two very different things, you know, and I'm very aware that a lot of marriages, you know, don't, you know, last the distance. And that's fine. I never say that's a failed marriage. You know, people gave it a go and it didn't work out, and that's fine. Let's not hold that against anybody. But yeah, I mean, I think it just got to a point where I thought, you know, I do want to marry this man. I want him to be my husband, and I would like to stand in a room with a couple of people I know and say that, you know, to his face, basically, as opposed to all the nagging I normally do.
And what are you wearing?
Oh gosh. I'm going to go, well, I'm basically dressing up as Florence and the Machine, Fat Florence, we'll say. Yeah, no, I've got a nice big fancy dress. I mean, I did buy a load of dresses online and I thought I was going to go very low key. And then this one arrived in the post and it's quite flamboyant. And I thought, well, you know what, you might as well go for gold and get the big dress on. And so that's what I'll be. Yeah, I'll probably be walking across Stephen's Green on Friday afternoon looking like, you know, a deranged woman in a white dress.
Well, look, congratulations, Tanya. I hope you and Brian have a brilliant day. Delighted
Thanks
for you
so
both.
Much.